Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arisa and Jess with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Brisbane motorists were hit with almost 170,000 parking fines within the last financial year. Valuing up to $30 million, most of the fines issued by the City Council were given to those who did not pay the meter, who illegally parked in traffic areas, or who stopped in a bus zone. It has been revealed that these parking penalties have increased by 21% from the previous year. However, this follows a period when the council turned off parking meters as a form of economic recovery, given the pandemic and the 2022 Queensland floods.
In more local news, Minin Life and Meet My Desk workers accused the company for underpaying staff, not paying superannuation, and not providing payslips with a strike on Saturday. Stationery company Meet My Desk has 18 stores nationally, while arcade company Million Life has 31 stores. Meet My Desk said in a statement that was posted in its website that the company is an employer which takes its legal obligations to its employees most seriously, and if there has been any mistakes made, they will be urgently rectified. It also said the company has also approached and will continue to discuss the issue with its employees and seek to resolve them.
In national news, gig economy workers expected to get a $400 million wage boost following a new government bill targeting to close loopholes. According to Tony Burke, the Workplace Relations Minister, the bill aims to give gig workers a stronger sense of job security. If passed, the Fair Work Commission would be allowed to set minimum standards around working conditions and even manage disputes about unfair contract terminations. The bill has had mixed reactions from employer groups who argue the reforms will only increase complexity and cost for consumers.
In more national news, Australian households spent 0% less compared to last year's July, according to data released by the Bureau of Statistics. Data shows goods spending dropped 4.1% while spending on services rose 2.4%. The ABS head of business statistics, Robert Ewing, said it's the first time since February 2021 that the spending indicator has fallen, showing households have curbed their spending over the year due to higher interest rates and inflation.
In international news, Kim Jong-un is expected to meet Vladimir Putin in Russia for a weapons talk. Officials state the two leaders will negotiate the possibility of North Korea supplying weapons to Russia in support of its war with Ukraine. According to John Kirby, a spokesman for the US National Security Council, this follows a Russian defense minister recently traveling to North Korea to convince a selling of artillery ammunition. This meeting was the first time Mr. Kim opened the country's doors to foreign guests since the pandemic. Mr. Kirby warns that the United States will take action if North Korea supplies Russia with weapons.
For your weather today, it is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in a high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.